welcome to this week's lesson. We're going to be talking about self-esteem this week. And I was very fortunate because I was able to do a interview recently with Joe Rubino, who's actually an expert in self-esteem and raising it. And it got me thinking that, you know, when you feel good enough, when you feel good about yourself, you think of food differently. You think about eating differently, right? And a lot of the work that we're doing here, a lot of the lessons are focusing on not just getting yourself to eat right, but kind of taking a step back so that you naturally want to eat right. Okay, because when you do that sort of work, eventually what happens is the behaviors become automatic. Okay, so when you are struggling with it, instead of just focusing in the moment about what you should and shouldn't be eating, and that's part of it, but you also want to spend time focusing on what's leading to that, what's leading to those cravings, what's leading to those behaviors. And again, one of the areas specifically that you can look at is your self-esteem. And taking a bit of time to create self-esteem that's supporting you. Because when you do feel good about yourself, all of a sudden binging is something that you wouldn't do to yourself. It would be beneath you. It would be something that's harmful and you wouldn't think about doing. Now, we all have some level of self-esteem and feel this way already about certain things. Okay, so we can model this. For a lot of people, it's hardcore drugs. They have a belief in themselves that they wouldn't do that, right? Because maybe it would make them a bad parent or a bad spouse or a bad worker or whatever it may be. And so they put certain things out of their mind. It's just something that they would not do, okay? And part of that is because they have the self-esteem when they think about that, okay? So what you want to do is develop your self-esteem intentionally. Now, one of the main causes of self-esteem is the self-talk that's going on in your mind. Right? So we've talked about this. How are you speaking to yourself? And some of the ways you do it is that you hear different people's voices. Right? You may hear an authority figure's voice. You may hear a parent or a sibling's voice. The voices that make us feel good, leave those alone. The voices that make you feel bad and not worthy and not good enough, those are the ones we need to change. Okay, because they're not true anymore. Right? Now, even if you are Even if you have your issues and your challenges and your failures, you can still approach those failures with a high self-esteem. Okay, so this is what you want to begin doing. The easiest way to do it, I believe, is to take a few moments and to imagine yourself as a person who has high self-esteem, right? Just imagining what would that feel like, right? And if you do it right now, if you kind of, you know, hold yourself up, you know this exercise, right? Kind of hold your shoulders up. If you did have high self-esteem, what would your physiology be, right? What would your posture? How would you hold your head? How would you speak, okay? And then, internally, how would you speak to yourself if you did have high self-esteem, okay? If you thought highly of yourself, if you were good enough, if you did deserve things, see? How would you talk to yourself? How would you think about things, okay? This is what we want to practice, because the more that you think in this way, the better it feels, okay? And the more you're able to recognize when you're doing the other things to yourself, when you're talking to yourself in a negative way. See, because oftentimes what precedes the binging behaviors or the overeating is the talking yourself down, making yourself feel really bad. Because that's a way to look at this, right? That with the binging behaviors and the overeating, that you make yourself feel so bad that overeating actually makes you feel good. Right? Even if it's short-lived, and even if you know it's going to come after it, in that moment of feeling really bad, you just look for anything to make yourself feel better. Okay? So one of the ways that we can eliminate that sort of behavior is to regularly get ourselves to feeling better. Okay? When we start talking ourselves down, we start beating ourselves up, to identify that, recognize it, and let it go. Because, you know, oftentimes this self-talk that we have in ourselves is we internalize a voice of someone who may have been abusive to us, it may have been rude to us or, you know, mean to us, and we've internalized it. And so it's not a real voice. It's not, what they're saying is not the truth. It's something that we're saying that makes us feel bad. Okay, so first step is becoming aware of it and then changing it. Now, the way we change it is, there's a few different ways. You recognize a voice, you recognize these limiting beliefs you have about yourself, and what you want to do is, when you recognize them, is you pull them out and you start to, first of all, question it. You know, is this true? Because oftentimes what happens is things that were said to us when we were children, maybe we misunderstood them, maybe we accepted them as true when we were a child, even though they weren't, And then from that point forward, we just operated as if they were true and stopped questioning them. So one of the ways to eliminate a lot of those limiting beliefs is to begin questioning those beliefs again. You know, at this point in my life, or the person I am now, with the skills and the ability that I have, is that still true? If it is true, how can I change it? Okay? So again, we're going to dissect it, and we're going to figure out these limiting beliefs that we have and these nagging self-doubts, are they actually true? If they are true, then let's figure out how to solve it. Okay? And this is the process. Identification, questioning if it's true. If it is true, how do we solve it? Okay? And this whole process in and of itself increases our self-esteem. Because I'm telling you, the thing I've seen that causes the greatest drop in self-esteem is when we just start believing all of these things without ever questioning them. You see, so we never get into solution mode. We're constantly in feeling bad mode. Okay? We need to intentionally get ourselves out of that. And it's a pattern. It's a pattern thing. So as you start to do it intentionally, it takes a little bit of effort. But then what ends up happening is it becomes something automatic. Something I do, because thoughts are invisible, is that I think of red flags. Right? I think of red flags going up like this, like someone with a flag in their hand going up. And when a limiting belief comes in my mind, when a negative thought, when a self-doubt comes in my mind, I visualize in my mind a red flag going up. Okay, so it's become somewhat of an automatic process. Now, that's not to say that I don't still have negative thoughts that still come in, okay, because I do. But I'm telling you, if you can even catch 20% of them, right, it's going to make an unbelievable difference in how you feel. Okay, and the more you do it, what ends up happening is the more you recognize it and then you look at them, a lot of them, they just disappear once you question them. And then there's some you need to work on to find a solution to. But again, this process, you start weeding them out, okay? So you start getting some rays of self-esteem coming in, and you start feeling better and better and better. And again, this is the approach where we're going inside out to create the change. Instead of always trying to think, well, I need to lose 10 pounds and then I'll feel better about myself. It doesn't work that way necessarily, okay? But what does work is when you feel better about yourself, you start acting more congruently with those feelings. So that the more you increase your self-esteem intentionally, the more your behaviors begin to reflect that, those positive feelings, right? That strength, that health, that power. And that's what we're looking to do, okay? Now, again, the beauty here is that we're not just talking about exercise. We're not just talking about, you know, forcing yourself to eat a certain way. We're talking about things you can do sitting on the sofa watching TV, lying in bed at night, you know, driving in your car to work. These are the types of exercises you can do, these mental exercises that take very little physical energy, and they just take some mental thought, okay? So make this a focus. This week, intentionally, think about how you can increase your self-esteem, right? How can you do it? And I'll give you one last one. And actually, I'm going to put a link on here to that interview that I did recently with Dr. Joe Rubino, and you can listen to that, and you'll get a few more ideas of how to increase your self-esteem. But one of the other ones is that bad things happen to us in the past. Right? Something traumatic happens, some abuse, whatever negative thing happened in the past, there's a tendency sometimes that we could define ourselves by that event, okay? Or it could be multiple negative events that we define ourselves as. And it's important to recognize that we're much more than that. And so a great technique that Dr. Rubino shared with me is the technique to reinterpret what that event meant, okay? And so if it was an abusive situation, the way to reinterpret that is to look at it as, well, I must be strong because I'm still here. Okay, I'm still a person. I still have the ability to create change in my life. And this is true for you specifically because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be watching this video right now. Okay, so I want you to create new beliefs, new interpretations about the things that happen in your life, especially the bad things. Okay, we want to reinterpret them. They can still be bad. Right? You can identify abuse as being a bad thing. It shouldn't have happened. It was unfair. It was wrong. However, you can also identify it as something that made you a stronger person, that taught you a lesson that you needed to learn, and that something that you used, okay? Not that that's something that you're stuck with or that messed you up, but something you intentionally used to become stronger, become better, become more successful, okay? Great, great technique. So if you have things in your past that are painful, rather than ignoring them, begin asking the question, what did I get out of that? How can that make me stronger? How did that help me in some weird way? And I'm telling you, if you can do this, what happens is you naturally and automatically begin to let go of a lot of the pain. Okay, I tell you, I've used this technique myself many, many times, and it's almost like a clearing technique. It lets go of a lot of the pain, okay, unconsciously. You don't even realize how much of it can let go when you finally make peace with the crappy things that have happened to you in your life, okay, the painful things. When you make peace with it so that you know it was bad, but you can look at it and not fall apart. You don't have to always be avoiding it. You don't have to be fearful of it, okay? So it's a great technique for increasing your self-esteem. So the secret here is taking a few moments, okay, reminding yourself to do this somewhat regularly, okay? And you'll see it'll make a huge difference. See, you don't need to force yourself to eat well. I'm telling you, what a big part of it is feeling like you're good enough, feeling like you feel strong and powerful, so you want to maintain that feeling. And when you want to maintain that feeling, you maintain it by eating well. Okay, and so it's a complete shift in the way you're thinking, the way you're looking at the world. And this is how you do it. So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.